This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strauser. And this show brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And as always, our archives are available at KJJR.com. And first timers in the studio today from Remax Glacier Country of Kalispell, Mark Beck, Stephanie Thompson, and Megan Salois. Welcome all three.
Thank you so much.
Glad to be here. Thank you for having us.
Yes, Mark, let's start with you. You're the broker owner. And I've known you for a long time. I saw your face today. I think I know that guy. Used to be in the tanning business.
I did, yes.
But man, you've done a lot since back in the day, huh?
Yeah, I've been an entrepreneur for quite a while, and always based here in the Flathead, and always ran my business here.
That's right. You're a Flathead born and raised?
Not born and raised. Went to high school here. Went to high school with Megan, actually, at Glacier. We were the first graduating senior class.
Oh, that's very cool. Yeah. Okay, so tell us about yourself when you're not at work. What do you do when you're not in the real estate business working away?
Ooh, that's tough because the real estate business follows me everywhere I go.
No, I guess so. What do you do to have fun? That's we'll call it that.
You know, I love to raft. I've got a surf boat, so I like to play out on the water as much as I can during the summer.
Yeah.
Do a little fishing. And then, of course, I've been an avid skier for my whole life ever since I've lived here.
Yeah.
So big in the outdoors, lots of hiking. And I have a 3-year-old son. He's just, man, I love him so much. And trying to get him out and do as much as I can with him.
Basically, just take advantage of the beautiful Flathead all the time, huh?
Always. I mean, that's what keeps me here is the lifestyle and the beauty.
Let's talk to broker Stephanie Thompson now. Stephanie, tell us about yourself a little bit.
I'm born and raised here in the Flathead Valley. I'm fourth generation in the Flathead Valley and fifth generation Montanan.
Are you from this area?
Yes.
Tell us about what you like to do when you're not working.
I actually spend a lot of time with these two hoodlums outside of, of real estate. But
that's kind of rare, isn't it?
I am happily married to a teacher here in the Flathead Valley. We have a 15-year-old daughter. I spend a lot of time hiking and traveling with my family. Spent the last year losing 150 pounds, so just trying to stay active.
Wow. Well, you'll have to tell me your secret after the show. And Megan Salois, she's a realtor here with Glacier Country. Tell us about yourself, Megan.
Yes, I was essentially raised here. Moved here when I was little, and my family's been here for a few decades. Happily married to my husband, Tanner Salois, who was also born and raised here. He was kind of a basketball star at Flathead High School. And we have three sons. So when I am not busy with real estate, I am being a mom to three crazy, fun little boys, which I love. So
you sound very busy.
Yeah, they're my reason for everything I do. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you all for being here today. And Mark, let's go back to you. When did you get started with this business? How long have you been doing it? And how long have you been in business, I should ask?
Yeah, sure. So I got my real estate license at the end of 2018. I used to sell cars. I ran into Doug Denmark, who was the owner of Remax Glacier Country, just on the car lot, just chasing him down, you know, trying to sell him a truck. And he convinced me that I was selling the wrong product. And I was one of the top salespeople at Don K. And he recruited me into real estate, and I started selling at Remax with him. And then eventually, I think it was in 2020, I bought into his franchise, and so became a broker owner. And
what do you think of the business so far? Look at the last three. Let's go 3 years back. This has just been incredible here in the Flathead, hasn't it?
It's been incredible, and I do feel like, you know, the housing market here was very depressed up until, like, we really had an upswing starting in, I'd say, about 2018, 2019, and then it just took off in 2020, of course.
So you, as an owner, what do you see as your big success here and how it's working so well for you?
My biggest success has just been personal relationships. I do a lot of video. People typically, when they do business with me, they feel like they already have a connection to me. They see me on social media. They see me on the podcast that I run. So they feel like they already have that connection with me. They know me, they like me, and they know they can trust me.
That really is the key, isn't it?
100%.
I mean, to get yourself out there and your team out there, that is so cool. And one of the ways you just said it, a podcast. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that a little bit too. How long have you been doing the podcast, by the way, and what's the name of it?
The name is Selling Montana, and we've been doing it for a little over a year.
And how's it going?
It's going good. We've had some incredible guests, people that you know, business owners or, you know, state politicians, legislators, et cetera. Lots of people that you wouldn't necessarily just run into in everyday life. We sit them down, we'll have a 30 to 45 minute conversation with them, and you learn so much from that. It's really good content. It's really engaging, and it's community people.
I bet that's great for other realtors to listen to as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Learn from the experts.
Sure. I don't want to...
Well, we're going to be back and talk more about that. I want to hear more about it in detail on the podcast you guys are doing and so much more and how you guys are, you know, successful at your own business. It's Mark Beck. He's the broker owner. Stephanie Thompson, she's a broker. And Megan Salois, realtor for RE/MAX Glacier Country Kalispell. And we'll be right back with more Focus on the Flathead in just a couple minutes. Once again, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. We'll be right back with part two here on KJJR in just a moment.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh yes, that's our plutonium account. And it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR, and we are back with Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strauser, and in the studio today from RE/MAX Glacier Country of Kalispell, Mark Beck, he's the broker owner, Stephanie Thompson, she is a broker, and Megan Salois, realtor. Welcome back, you guys.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the podcast right where we left off on part one. How did you guys come up with the idea of a podcast?
I think it was Stephanie.
I think it was you and I. We were Facebook messaging about how to put more content out in video, and we're always looking for ways to provide value to people, not just, you know, throwing our face out there on video, but actually providing value to our clients and to the community. So I think we thought it'd be nice if all three of us could be on a video, because sometimes it's hard to just put yourself out there by yourself.
Very cool. How long does each podcast last?
30 to 45 minutes.
That's a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot of work.
We try to keep it short, but it always seems to.
It's called Selling Montana.
Correct.
And how do we find it?
Spotify
or YouTube. Yes.
Very cool. Now I got to check it out. I'm very curious. But what do you think the success of these podcasts are? You say you have a lot of people on. You guys can go 30, 45 minutes on each one of these?
Well, the conversation-wise, like having three hosts adds so much. And we all have different questions or different life experience that we can draw from. And then a lot of these guests are people that we personally know. And so we've never ran out of people to bring on.
Do you bring on other realtors from other businesses?
We haven't yet.
We haven't had other realtors, but we do have a lot of business owners.
Yeah.
I was a small business owner before real estate, so Mark knows a lot of business owners and Megan from doing business throughout the Flathead for years and years. So
let's talk about real estate in the last year or two. Describe it for us. Any one of you can take that question.
Go ahead.
You know, the amount of realtors went up significantly and the amount of transactions, the amount of homes sold went down significantly. And as you saw, prices really didn't decrease. Although rates went up to over 7% on a mortgage, home prices didn't really equate to that same amount of a drop. But, we've seen a lot of realtors leave the business. It ended up being much more challenging than they anticipated.
You know, I think the public perception is totally opposite of that because, it seems like all the real estate was moving like crazy. Mm-hmm. That's a public perception, but not so much is what you're saying.
Not so much. I mean, I personally do about 30 transactions. Stephanie, you did?
I did 19 last year, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was about the same. Yeah,
around 20.
That sounds like a lot to me.
It's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot.
We were saying before there was only 1,800 homes sold in the Flathead Valley last year, and there was 1,500 agents at the time. Now there's only 1,200 About 300 have dropped off in the last year.
That's really crazy. Yeah. You guys are local. I mean, all of you are locals. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it. And, and Mark, in fact, on the website, you call yourself a true local. What does that mean to you guys? And by the way, and how does it help in the real estate game?
I think being a true local is being not necessarily fifth generation, fourth generation, but like, do you subscribe to the culture? Are you a Montanan? You know, like, do you live it and breathe it? That's what
are you involved in the community?
Are you involved in the community? Yeah.
Contributing to the community. Yeah.
How about you guys? Anything else you want to add to that?
I have been in real estate since 2015, so I've definitely seen a huge change. And yeah, back in 2015, it wasn't, you know, you weren't doing all this business and home prices were, you know, half of what they are now. So it's been really interesting to see the change and see, you know, hundreds of realtors come on in 2020 and 2021 when things were, you know, booming and it looked like a great opportunity. And like these guys have said, even just in the last several months, you know, a few hundred realtors have dropped off. So it's not the easy money that everyone thinks it is, but there's incredible value in it, in the relationships that we've built and the community we've built and just getting to help people accomplish their goals. So
we look back a little bit. Let's look forward a little. Where do you see real estate and Remax Glacier Country in the next year or two?
We were actually the number one recruiting office in Montana for Remax. So I definitely see us continuing to grow. I've got growth plans for adding more agents. I don't see housing prices declining. There's a supply. You know, it's housing is a commodity. It's ruled by supply and demand. The demand far exceeds the supply. Housing prices will not come down.
Now we've got a little bit of time left. Let's talk about Wonderlust for just a couple minutes. What is it? You guys are entrepreneurs. You put something else together, kind of aside from your business.
Wonderlust Montana came to us. Actually, Megan came up with the name. Mark and I kind of brainstormed the idea, but I came to Mark one day and I'm like, we're watching a lot of money walk out the door and we're referring clients to other businesses that they're not necessarily happy with for long-term and short-term rentals. So we're like, why don't we start something together since we already do a lot of stuff together anyway, might as well.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. Well, let's talk about how to get a hold of you guys. You're all over social media. You get your podcast out there. What's the best way to get a hold of Remax?
Probably just the office number.
257-8900.
Yep.
Do people use phone numbers anymore?
No.
I know. I was going to say, look us up on social media. Look us up on Google.
Yeah. Google us, yeah.
We have a very similar name. It's Megan sells MT, Stephanie sells MT, Mark sells MT. I almost called you Megan. Sorry about it.
But you do have a great website. I looked at it just this morning. So you can go to that as well.
Yeah.
But what is the website address? I didn't write that down.
Oh, it's MontanaGlacierCountry.com.
And congratulations on all your success. And I want to mention your podcast one more time before we leave.
Yes, Selling Montana comes out about twice a month. It's on YouTube and Spotify. And we're always looking for business owners and community people that stand out to come on.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the air with us finally. And Mark Beck, he's the broker owner of Remax Glacier Country. Stephanie Thompson, a broker, and Megan Salois, realtor. Again, congratulations on all you guys are doing. It sounds great. And welcome back anytime.
Thank you for having us.
So come and give us an update. This is Focus on the Flathead right here on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR.